Thank you, Mr. President. Education and research are key tools to advance the goals of arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation. The significance of these tools has only increased in a world where buildup of armaments continues to be prioritized over the pursuit of peace, as well as prevention and resolution of conflicts. The SSOD1's call on governments and international organizations to develop programs with a view to contributing to a greater understanding and awareness of the problems created by the armament race and of the needs for disarmament, therefore, remains relevant. I would also like to recall the important objectives contained in Secretary General's first report on disarmament and non-proliferation education, which came out 22 years ago. The report had noted, and I quote, "The disarmament education is broadly focused on the need to reduce armaments with a view to their complete elimination as a means of reducing both the likelihood and the severity of armed conflict. Disarmament education focuses on the process of disarmament itself, the steps to achieve it, and the positive effects that disarmament has on socioeconomic development. This approach may touch upon conflict resolution or examine the causes of war and the interaction between technology and warfare," unquote. These objectives remain as relevant today as ever. Mr. President, the United Nations Secretariat and member states have taken several steps in promoting awareness, enhancing knowledge and understanding, particularly among youth, on disarmament issues, processes, and mechanisms. We would like to particularly recognize the continued usefulness of the UN Fellowship on Disarmament, particularly for developing countries' diplomats. This fellowship remains one of the most important tools in the UN disarmament education strategy. UNODA deserves appreciation for running the fellowship course regularly in a professional manner, despite the modest fiscal resources that are available. Pakistan had the privilege of hosting the UN Disarmament Fellows from 24 countries in October 2022. It was a useful opportunity for the participants to get acquainted with various themes of arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation from a developing country's perspective. Mr. President, there is a symbiotic relationship between fellowship programs, disarmament education initiatives, networks, and research centers. However, it is essential to synergize these streams to ensure diversity of perspectives, balanced representation of experts from across diverse regions and voices. Disarmament education and research should contribute towards developing a greater understanding of the drivers of conflict and instability in various parts of the world. Greater attention is needed on problem-solving approaches, especially in the regional and sub-regional context where threat perceptions are most pronounced. Mr. President, we would also like to commend UNIDAIR in promoting education and research and for providing invaluable support in the diverse field of disarmament through its publications and events. The SSOD1, envisaged, as I highlighted earlier as well, as an in-house institute to undertake research on disarmament and security issues and disseminate it globally for awareness raising and capacity building, especially for the benefit of developing countries. Over time, due to institutional and financial issues, this aspect of UNIDAIR's work has somewhat diminished, with the programmatic priorities largely being determined by donor funding at times. We call on all states to support increase in the regular budget subvention for the UNIDAIR and also strive to enhance their share of unearmarked voluntary financial contributions to the Institute to enable it to determine its own programmatic priorities. I thank you.